Hello, welcome to the Lone Show. I'm your host, John Malone. In this episode, no regulars, because reasons, as always. As for our guest, he's from Manchester in United Kingdom. He's a writer and a very creative person. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Andy N.
Hey, how we going?
Great. So, how is life?
Busy. My life is always busy. I jokingly tell my wife, occasionally I do sleep because it's the way I answer the go. Because I do, we've talked already, I've got podcasts on the go all the time. I do a bit of music. I write poetry. I used to write poetry. And so just very, very, very busy.
Yes, of course. And besides all that, is there anything else going for you this week?
I'm not gone this week. No, fairly quiet week this week, actually. Got the day job on, but we'll keep off that, right? But yeah, I've got to try and crack on with my second novel this week, and then the week after it's over in Chilton Cum Hardy. I co-run a spoken word open mic night called Speak Easy, so that's on a week on Thursday. So I've got work we're out to sort out this week as well.
All right then, pretty good. So, amongst the books you've written or in the process of writing, how many books do you have so far?
Oh, good grief. Right. Well, I've done 10 full-length poetry collections. And I bought out the back end of last year. I bought out my debut novel.
Wow, impressive.
Yeah, I know it surprised me actually. I did. It's one of those things where you look back at it
Nice.
when I think it was I think what happened really was when I did the first book, it took me a couple of years to get the second book right for poetry. And then after that, it was pretty well plain sailing after that because I knew what I was going for direction, book to book after that. So sometimes it's just anything you do is a bedding process where you need to get the voice or get the direction you want to go in anything really.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it like a certain genre of books that you haven't written yet, but you really want to get into that at some point?
Yeah, there is actually, yeah. Because I want to event I do want to have a go at doing a sci-fi novel some point down the line. Not that I mind. And as soon as I get the second book of mine to get the murder out of the way, I want to have a go at doing a crime thriller as well, actually. So like a horror crime thriller. So there's a few bits and pieces I want to have a go at, certainly, yes.
Nice, very good. What was life for you growing up?
Growing up, I was a normal childhood, really. I've got a younger brother and sister. I've got a mum and dad. Quite a close family, to be honest, because we were out yesterday for my sister's 50th birthday, too. So we're pretty close, my family. I had a normal childhood where wrote the first poem when I was 10, then 11. Got into it seriously when I got to my 30s. I'm just in my 50s now, so I've still not slowed down yet. So yeah, it's just I had a normal childhood, really. And my family are all massive readers. My dad particularly, my dad's 88 now, and he reads a book a day normally, doesn't it? I think that's where it's all come from, really. Been growing up in literature world, it's eventually made me want to try writing my own material.
Ah, all right then. What was the last book you've read?
Nearly wrapped up, but it's not the genre I write, actually. I've got it in front of me here. I'm just about to get the last chapter of a book called Lone Wolf by a writer called Greg Hutz, and that's the Nowhere Man series, and it's very like Jack Reacher territory, basically. It's a good action thriller. So I wouldn't have the guts to write. I wouldn't be as technically savvy as that book is with guns and stuff like that to write my own version of it, but it's good fun to read.
Sweet. And how did you get started with your spoken word open mic?
Oh, blimey. Oh, this is a bit of a story, this one. It may take a while, this. I've probably got into on the spoken word circuit in Manchester back in 2007, good few years ago now. And I set up my own night with two other friends back in 08 in Bolton. And the night I co-run now, Speak Easy, that started, I went to the first night of that in 2016. And after the original host, a wonderful gentleman called Dave Hartley had to stand aside. Steve C. Smythe, we took it over, and he asked me if he could help him out with some bits and pieces. He wasn't really himself. So I became And then my wife got involved about 3 months later. So it's three of us that run it. So it's just built up naturally based over time, as everything does in my life.
Oh, okay. That's pretty interesting. Are there any jobs or opportunities you haven't done yet, but you'd really like to get into that?
I'd love to be a spaceman, actually, bizarrely enough. Because I've always had, if you see my music I do, a lot of my music I do is like writing soundtrack to imaginary space journeys. And I've always thought I'd love to go in space. The reality of probably no is near as exciting as it sounds, but that's what I'd like to do.
Nice. Where do you see yourself 20 years from now?
Probably dead, right? No. Yeah, well, 20 years time, providing I'm enjoying myself still, I would love to still be in being creative in one way or another. I don't envisage myself stopping writing or doing any stupid, or maybe even podcasting. I don't know yet. I'll be doing something creative in 20 years time. That's for sure of it.
Okay, cool. Have you met anyone famous?
It depends on what you call as famous, really, which is an interesting one, because been a podcaster myself. I said, yeah, I told you already, I do a podcast called Spoken Label, which is my writer chat podcast. I've had some pretty famous people on there, actually. Just recently released a podcast with a gentleman called Neil Bell, and he's interesting because he's actually been in minor role, but it's still something to say. He's been in the recently Dune film, would you believe? And he's also done a couple of Star Wars things as well, and also been in the Yorkshire film Dead Men's Shoes. So, like, it's... But then, like, I've also met the keyboardist from Survivor, would you believe, if you know that band?
Maybe, possibly not.
They did a very famous song in the 80s called Eye of the Tiger. It goes, dirt, 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 that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, met him. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. What a song.
Oh, I know. It's a cracking tune. And I'm old enough to remember it as well.
Fabulous. If your life was a meal, what kind of meal would it be?
Chocolate cake. Definitely chocolate cake. It's sweet. And I'm just not... My life has been sweet in a lot of ways. So, but doing what I'm doing, I don't make a lot of money on my creativity, but I have a great time. And a lot of it is adventures. And chocolate cake is similar to me, because you're often looking, if you're having a piece of cake, it's an adventure.
Yes, it sure is. What is your favourite season?
Season? Oh, well, yeah. Oh, Tommy, sorry, I was waiting, I think my television series then, sorry. That's what you threw me on. I love autumn. Always have loved autumn. Because, like, it's summer, I always get too hot and I moan about the heat all the time. Wife cops for that one, she does. And winter, which we're still in at the minute, so I get fed up with it going on forever. So I like walking across crunchy leaves and going for, like, walks in the countryside just before it starts getting really horrible.
Yes, absolutely. If you were given 500 acres of land, what would you use that land for?
I'd build a writer's retreat on it, right? And go that way and get writers on there and try and help them all my experience and teach them how to become better writers.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
That's a very good question, that one. I'd like a little remote island, to be honest with you, right? Obviously, I'd have to have a lot of money, but I don't have at the minute. I'd love a little remote island where I could just quit, me and my wife could quietly disappear, and I'll just sit there writing books all day long and don't worry about anything.
Ah, now that is the dream. Have you ever thought about living off the grid?
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah, that's a good question. That, yeah, I nearly did it when I was a lot younger. I wanted to go and do a Jack Kerouac, you know, on the road and take off and go on the road, but it didn't happen because I didn't have the money for it. So maybe in the future.
All right, then, that's cool. Are there any authors that you would like to collaborate with someday?
Now, this obviously, when you're looking at that would be a dream, basically. I would love to work with Neil Gaiman, for example, right? But I think he's a little bit too a bigger name for me, right?
Yes, indeed. What's the one thing that puzzles you every time you think about it?
The ending of the book I'm working on. That's the usual case, that one.
I can see that. If you could travel back in time, what decade would you want to live in?
Oh, no, it's a bit of it. You think about this, it's always a myth, this one. Because, there's certain aspects of history I'm really, really interested in. Like the American West in the 19th century, for example. And you see it on TV, you think, oh, I think it's such a cool place to live in. But as to something like the Tudor times, which I always really like as well, it'd be so smelly. And like the hygiene, it'd be like, you're completely different to what we're used to now, wouldn't it, really? So it's like, I'd say the American West in what, the 1850s, 1860s, but it'd have been a smelly and probably quite violent and scary time.
Indeed. If you could see one movie again for the first time, what would it be?
That's with The Shawshank Redemption. That is a film, and I've watched it a number of times since. Every time we get to the last 10 minutes, I start crying automatically. I remember seeing at the cinema at the time with the girl I was seeing at the time, and oh, I bawled my eyes out for the last 15 minutes I did.
Absolutely. If you had to get rid of a holiday, which one would you get rid of?
A holiday? Ooh. That's a good question, that one. I had to get rid of holiday. I would like, if I could make it 1 year of a holiday, we say we're going to Blackpool, me and my wife, we had to cancel it 1 year. I'd try and make sure the year after we can get down there twice just to compensate for it.
Okay. I can see that. If someone wrote a book about you, what do you think its title would be?
The Chancer, right? Or the Smiling Chancer, we'll call it that, right? Because my case would be something like along the lines of, he came, he saw, he tried.
Yes, absolutely. Where was the furthest you travelled from where you're originally from?
Yeah, the furthest I've done is, and I've double checked my geography on this. But I know definitely I've been to Brazil when I was traveling when I was much, much younger. But a friend I was with at the time went off traveling. I know we did stumble into part of Argentina as well. So it'll be one of those two, but I'm not definite how far into Argentina we got. So.
All right then. I have family in Brazil. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, do you really? Which part?
It's right in the center. It's a state of Goiás. It's the state that has the country's capital, just like Maryland surrounding Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, I found it. Yeah, of course, Goiás, right. It's just, people are wondering, I'm sat online at the moment, right. No, I don't think I ever made it there. No, I never got that far. I was a lot of the time, I was in, when I did it, I was in Rio, most of it, and then also up in São Paulo as well. I've heard of Goiás, mind you, yeah. I definitely know it.
All right, then. Which recent news story have you found most interesting?
That's a good question. One that caught my eye recently was, and they were talking about, I don't know if it's made the news a lot, actually, where they reckoned Planet 9 was out in our solar system. Because there was a big news article beginning of the year, and that there was, where they thought they'd found it. I don't know how far the news it's got. Then they discovered it was a black hole, which is typical, really. So.
Nice. What is the one thing you can't live without?
Oh, that would be, surprisingly enough, I've lost about my phone, but no, I've most lost about my tablet. I do a lot of my writing on my tablet, and I'm out around travelling all the time, so in my tablet, definitely.
All right, then. Where was the last concert you went to?
Oh, just done one the other day, actually. Potentially enough for that. We went down to the Palace Theatre in Manchester on Friday, actually, this weekend just gone. And we saw Buffy the Vampire Slayer revamped. My wife's a massive Buffy fan. And that was where a gentleman played Spike and then did all 7 seasons of Buffy the Vampire Slayer by himself in 70 minutes.
Wow, impressive.
That was eye-opening, that was, the speed he managed to get all that in. Crammed a lot of detail in the 70 minutes he did, definitely.
Yes, it surely is. If you had to choose between skydiving, bungee jumping, or scuba diving, which one would you choose?
Oh, that's a horrible question, because, one, because I can't swim, and two, I'm absolutely petrified of heights, so I'd probably refuse to do all three.
All right, fair enough. It happens.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. I never thought the day would come, but it's understandable. What superpower do you wish you could have?
Yeah, I would love to be able to drink whiskey and not get pissed.
All right then. How did you spend your last birthday?
And so, dear friends of
ours. Oh, all right then. Would you sleep on the wall or sleep on the ceiling?
So that's a good question. I'd like to try sleeping on the ceiling, actually. I don't know how I'd do it. Probably my luck. I'll probably turn over and collapse the ceiling. But yeah, definitely go for the ceiling.
Very good. You know, I'd fit the ceiling too, because you have all the floor space.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking about there, yeah, so.
Yes. We, whoever we think alike.
Oh, sorry, do you ask me a question? Sorry, apologies.
Yeah, it's all right. So, what do you like most about what you're currently doing?
I like, at the moment, my case would be is certainly I'm doing all the creativity is the fact I'm constantly meeting people all the time. And that's great because I love the adventures of what I'm doing. I'm never going to be a millionaire. I know I'm not on writing or on creativity. But finally, I keep on adventures, having fun, enjoying myself and constantly meeting people. That's enough for me.
Very good. What app can you not believe doesn't exist yet?
App? Oh, God. I would like a remote control that would just put your toast in the toaster for you and ping it out into your plate when it's done.
Oh, it sounds like a very good app.
Yeah, don't think it's going to happen yet. I don't think I'll see it happen in my lifetime, but it'd be a good one.
But at some point it will come.
Yep, indeed, mate.
What song is 10 out of 10 yet hardly anyone has heard of it?
Okay, I'll go for the Chameleons, a mid-80s band from Manchester. I love the song Swamp Thing.
That's quite a banger. Do you enjoy spicy food?
No, I'm a coward. I'm definitely a coward of that stuff. If I ever go for a curry, it's usually medium at the maximum. Don't go any hotter than that. I've made mistakes in that in the past and I won't do it again.
Fair enough. What ridiculous fact blows your mind?
Ridiculous fact. Ridiculous fact is we've not had any men on the moon for over 40 years. I find that ridiculous.
You know what? I'd say the same. Like, why now are we having another mission to the moon? Like, I assume the technology should be advanced enough to do it as frequently as possible.
Yeah, I think so as well. I just always find it very, very strange that I do. When you get rumours going around that everything was faked, wasn't it? But
yeah,
you know, I don't know to answer that. I'll be kind to them and take it as what they say. But they've just been held back by lack of money. but it's a weird one. That's the show of it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would you have a good chance at winning a medal for?
Passive skiving.
Interesting. I never heard such a thing.
Makes it mean just being lazy, half-assed laziness, right?
Yeah, that sounds like something I would do great in. What was the strangest dream you've had?
Oh, God. That's a good one. That's a good one. Use my dreams are strange enough, so I can't really repeat them on radio or podcast. But yeah, I'll say I dreamt that I married my ex-partner before my wife, which was a total disaster. So not that was a nightmare, right?
All right then. What has been the best thing you've bought off Amazon?
The book I'm reading, the book I'm just about to wrap up at the moment, actually, Lone Wolf, that came last week. So that's definitely the best thing for me to date.
Ah, how convenient.
Yeah.
What restaurant do you eat at most?
What's the book called? The one we usually go out a lot, me and the wife, is one near us called Stable Gates. And that's like a harvester sort of pub, basically. So it's like we have a lot of carvers and just general pub food, really.
Nice. What flavour of ice cream do you wish existed?
How about quadruple chocolate, right?
Ooh, quadruple chocolate. Now that's quite a combo.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed it because I'm diabetic, but it's nice to talk about it, definitely, right?
Nice. What would you do if you found out you won the lottery?
What would I do if I found out I won the lottery? Well, go and get that reclusive little island that we both like to live on, right? And then quietly disappear.
Ah, yes. Because no one will ever know, nor they should.
No, exactly. Like with lottery, you can tick the box where you don't want people finding out you've won it. So that's definitely what I think we would. Nice and quiet and quietly disappear.
Yes, indeed. If you could erase one past experience, what would it be?
Erase? Oh, that's a good question. Okay, yeah, let's keep it personal. My ex and my former wife, right?
All right, then. Do you have any pets?
No, we'd like some, but we don't have any at the moment. No, we're not. We're living in an apartment, me and my wife at the moment, and unfortunately, part of the tenancy agreement is no pets.
Of course. It's always going to be one of them.
Yeah, there is, unfortunately. I know for a fact I would love a dog. I'd love like a God go and get a King Charles Spaniel. And I know my wife wants to leave a little black cat or a little white cat. So watch this space.
All right, sounds good. That's nice. What takes a lot of time to master, but it is definitely worth it?
Writing a novel. That's without doubt. That's the hardest thing I've ever done, that was. That took me, my first book took me 12 years to write. So definitely the hardest thing I've ever wrote. I've done that. Challenge.
Wow, 12 years. That's mad.
I know. It's what you learn about is patience when you're trying to do them. And that's what I learned, patience.
Yes. Where do you spend most of your free time?
In our study. We've got a little study in our where we live, me and my wife have. So I'm usually in there a lot. Whatever. Being creative anyway. And we've got it set up. So we've both got little laptops in there each. So we're both doing work and stuff all the time. To be honest, a pair of us are.
Fabulous. Have you ever heard of a drink called Banana Friche?
I've not actually. No, what is that?
Well, it's a banana-flavoured milkshake/smoothie and has all the tingly sensations in the world.
Sounds lovely. No, I've not heard it, unfortunately. It does sound lovely, mind you.
Oh, yes.
To sound involving. I get the impression now you can definitely recommend that to everybody that's listening.
Oh, yes, indeed. What's your favourite life hack?
My favourite?
Life hack.
Life hack. Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. I don't know. You got me on that one. I'll have to pass. I don't know, actually.
All right, then.
Sorry.
It's cool. If you hosted your own talk show, who would you have on?
This is an idea. I guess anybody in the world, basically, you're on about here, isn't it, basically? So I would love to go and get someone on. Like, I'd love to get David Tennant and Michael Sheen on together, I would.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like that, too.
I'd love to. If you can get any guests in the world, I'd love to get the pair of them sat opposite me here. And I would love to get them both, not to say arguing, just, you know, bantering off each other, because I've seen them in so much stuff together. And they've got that sort of chemistry they have, definitely.
Yes, absolutely. If your mind was an island, what would it look like?
Cold and mysterious.
Interesting. Certainly doable too.
Exactly, yeah. So I do prefer the cold a bit more to boiling hot, because I've got a friend that lives in Cyprus, for example, and went over there some years ago, and it was, I remember going over there, and it was absolutely really, really warm. It was about 50 odd degrees, and it was a bit much.
Dang. Madness. Which pizza topping do you most relate to?
Pepperoni.
Yes. Nice.
Definitely. Pepperoni straight away, right?
Yes, indeed. Would you consider yourself to be an extrovert or an introvert?
I'm an extrovert, so my wife says straight away.
Of course. What is the best way to start the morning?
My case would be, blimey. Yes. Get out of bed, straight to the fridge, have a nice can of sugar-free Red Bull to get myself going.
Nice. If you were chosen to colonize a new habitable planet, would you take it?
If I can make sure my Kindle's filled up, yeah. And I've got nice dose of electricity, yes.
Nice. Have you ever imagined a world as a big, massive garden?
No, but it's a good point. It's a good point. It is, in a way. I hadn't thought about it until you mentioned it then, no.
Yes, it's really something.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's right. Sorry.
It's all right. What could you give a 40-minute presentation on without any preparation?
How to be a writer, basically, definitely. Straight away, I could do that straight away off the top of my head. I could stand there and talk about that without any problems whatsoever. And also podcasting as well.
Oh, yes, of course. That'd be useful. And that is all we have for this episode. It's great having you on, Andy, talking about works as an author and your spoken word open mic and everything else. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Really enjoyed it today. You made me think about some of your questions you asked straight away, so it's been good fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. And until next time, stay tuned for more.